We call this an unsolved crime, which is true by the standard of the court.
Right.
But here today, you have solved it. You know who did it. You looked the killer in the eye when you asked him to confess, and he didn't, and he took it to the grave. How much did this bother you that you just couldn't nab him?
Well, you don't know how much it just bothers you. I've always felt like one day that we'd solve it.
But even if the crime scene hadn't been disturbed, you probably couldn't have solved it anyway.
Well, I think we could. We might have not, but I think we had enough circumstantial evidence to have tried it.
If the scene hadn't been disturbed.
Yeah. If everything went like it ought to been, there'd been powder on E.C.'s hand. If we'd got to do it like it's proper, we'd have run a paraffin on E.C.'s hand. It would have showed powder. If we hadn't lost the chip from the skull, that would have been great. I think we could have proved it. I've worked on a lot tougher murder cases and worked them, but everything went wrong on this one. Everything. There wasn't anything went right.
And Chubb had to show why his gun had been fired. That's why he said, "I fired at the fleeing people." And you say, "No, he fired it right between the eyes of E.C. Molitor."
Yeah.
Well, you spent a lot of sleepless nights, I'm sure.
Yeah, we worked hard on it for a long time. And I didn't think when it happened I'd be working on it when I was 90.
Where you are today.